סימן ריש סמך, דיני הכנוס השבס, ובוי בי סעיפים. מצווה לרחוץ, פונוב יודו ורגלוב, בחמים בערב שבס, is a mitzvah to rinse his face, his hands and his feet, with hot water and ערב שבס. ומצווה לחוף הראש, it's the hair, ולגלח הציפורניים, to cut the nails, and ערב שבס. ברמו עד, מצווה לרחוץ, הגוי כל גופוי, ואם יהיה אפשר לא יותר לרחוץ כל גופוי, then ירחץ פונוב יודו ורגלוב בחמים בערב שבס. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotan Aleph brings down mitzvah mipnei kovod haShabbos. Umikol mokim ein zechoy v'gmuro, hamekaymo mekabel olo yischar, she'eino mekaymo eino nena shaleo. Umoid Mishnah Berurah Karizan, yesh li'zoher, a person to be very careful, shelo yovo yad mitzvah harachitza lechshash chilul Shabbos. But when I say no rabbim today, a lot of people are nichshol b'zeh b'me'achoyev in the winters, that the Fridays are very short, שיש כמעט על חשיך, people sit in the base of Mechatz in the mikveh, it's very far too close to Shabbos. ואף אם גומר, it's עצם הרחיצה בהתר, even if he finished to wash himself בהתר before שקיעה, מזדמן איסור ליודוי, שפעמים הוא סרק את רוי שבסו, if he comes is here, שהוא מלוך את הרייסה בשבס, like we'll see later in משנברוה, סימן שין גימל, אוי סיין דלד, that the מלוך את הרייסה to comb you here, גם מוסי שאחר גמר כל הפעולות, when he finishes to clean himself, seiche, ha'idlinis ma'amayim shenivla, but he takes the towel and he squeezes out the water, v'michlal mechabes, dishe, k'mo shizbar lekamon, simen shin beis, v'roidim shabura says, every person that is negiat iras Hashem bilvovo, he has iras shomayim, livnoi esom, to stop the people, to do it so late before Shabbos, v'schus ha'rabim yeh toliboy, and also, why also he has to do it, not only because it's kedai, because you'll get schusim, gam kede sheritofes chas v'sholem ba'avoynom, כידוע מאמר חזל, כול מי שיש לו יודי למחוץ באנשי בייסוי ואין המויכה, פרסן כמק המכון לזד מויכה, נתפס בעבוין אנשי בייסוי. וכל מי שיש לו למחוץ באנשי אירוי ואין המויכה, אוסו נתפס בעבוין אנשי אירוי. לרחוץ משבורי קריזן, בסיף קוטן בייס, וגם על אנושים שייך מיצוס רחיצה. ומאחורים שהם קצורים ואין להם פנאי, יקיים מיצוס רחיצה בפניהם וידיהם. ואף לאנושים די בזה כשאין להם פנאי. Not even not the kol gufoy. Kol gufoy ayinu bechamim. The Mishnah Berurah says that with the Ramo adds, you have to rinse all the body as bechamim. Some achoyim acholek in it, but this is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. V'raglo v'koyis in regim l'izor, but that to rinse the feet bechamim. Efshad adavke b'mneseinu shero b'mdineseyem, sheregilim leilich yochef, v'darkon lirchets v'mayim v'mea avok, v'sheinkim b'mneseinu. K'ein z'kos ha'primigodim l'elsim z'dalet. So this is the halacha, you have to rinse yourself b'chamim l'kovet Shabbos. Why you have to rinse yourself b'chamim l'kovet Shabbos? B'ashkofa rishon, people think, because you have to clean yourself for Shabbos, and hot water cleans better. But we see nishtas in Hilchos Mayim Achroinim, says that hot water don't clean better. And Hilchos Nida, it says that hot water don't clean better. So why it's written down, why is brought down the halacha, you have to rinse yourself b'mayim chamim l'kovet Shabbos? See, even in Shabbos Chazoin, is brought down to rinse yourself with Mayim Chamim l'kovet Shabbos. So I heard from Reb Meir Mintzberg, and the Maaseh Doruch HaShulchan already is meramis to it, that the Mayim Chamim, the hot water, is not coming for cleaning. Maybe for sure it could be it's also halacha to be clean for Shabbos. But the mitzvah rechitza b'chamim l'kovet Shabbos, the Chamim is kedei lehavris ha-nefesh v'lehachris v'lechazek ha-evorim. And it could be for sure, if a person is dirty, avadik of a Shabbos means that he has to clean himself. But this special mitzvah, lehavris esayivorim, this is a special mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv gomu. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Memale brings down, rochatz bechamim v'leishos ochamim, he rinsed himself with hot water and he didn't drink, doi melechovi sherochtzu v'bachutz v'nrochtzu v'befnim. The Gemara brings down, in chulin Daf Kuvdalet, omru lo v'rab lezo shoyoimet al regel achas. And he said, how I have a koyach, he was 80 years old, or you've been shmoini, or you're regel achas, koysher ne'olo ve'oimer, chamim v'shemen, hot water and oil, shesochim e'imo, yehem she'omduli. But my mother rinsed me with hot water when I was a kid, this made me to be strong. This is for sure only the hot water that makes the person better. The Gemara in Shabbos Kufches says, toiv tipas tzoinen shachris, v'rchitzas yodayim v'reglayim arvis, mikol klurin shel ha'olam. שבאוילום, זאת רשי, שמאירי מסו עיניים. And the Rambam also is mashma, and in Chizdeyes, hot water is mavres ha-nefesh. He comes relaxed and ready and prepared for Shabbos. This is the purpose of the hot water. I was thinking to add a aloche, it says in Hilchis Shabbos Chazoin, in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, that a nida tevel is kedarko, or a ches is kedarko, and even bechamim, because it's dvar mitzvah. But to rinse the cup at Shabbos, it's brought down that if your minig is to rinse every Erev Shabbos, you could. But if not, you can't rinse bechamim lekov at Shabbos. And the question is why? Well, I'm doing it lezarech mitzvah. So it's not derech tainuk. You're right that the mitzvah is not such a stark mitzvah. But so what? Every rechitza shi lezarech mitzvah, it's not rechitza lezarech tainuk, it's mutter. So it's a really big question. If anyway it's mutter lezarech mitzvah, Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach asks this question. So why are you not allowed to rinse lekov at Shabbos? So what do we say? It's not a mitzvah gemura, but he's rinsing the tzarech mitzvah. Avada, we can't ask the question from Nida. Nida is a mitzvah gemura. Nida, we don't want it to be meikel. We want it to do it properly. But if you will be saying, we could say better. Every tzarech mitzvah is mutter to rinse and have water. But when the mitzvah is to have tainuk from the water, to enjoy the water, for Chazal for sure will not matter it. Like, Moshal Ma'ad Dovah Doimeh, someone asked the question, if mitzvah lehenes nitnu, it chazir lekov et Shabbos, Mitzvah lehenes nitnu. It's not even a question. So if the water is letainug and you say, oh, you're not allowed to do tainug, so could be you would not be allowed to do the rechitza be'erev Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah said, the Mechaber brings down, you also have to rinse your hair. Locha faroish. The Berurah Locha brings down b'shem debach, b'chamim. U'be'emes le'nizka b'poiskim that rinsing the hair has to be b'chamim. It's interesting, in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, in the Ramadir is mashma that I'll read the lotion. V'lochuf aroish b'chamim. Here the Mishnah Berurah says that no one brought it down, and it has to be b'chamim. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't have to be b'chamim, it's enough good soap that takes off the oil, opens the hair, opens the knots, opens the ksharim. So why be called goof in the Mishnah Berurah and say that good soap is good? The roish, the se'ar, the chiruv is not mitzad lehavur, it's a nefesh. Just because it's tied, it's dirty, it's oily. So soap could also do the job, it doesn't have to be hot water. Masha'inken, kol gufa, it's not only to take off the dirt. It's lehavri sasa nefesh, merely you have to have dafka chami. When taka you rinse, so it says be'erev Shabbos, mishabura brings down to yivkot nehi, huadim b'chol erev yontef, aval b'yayim chamishi lehavi yekor de Shabbos. Elam k'ni hefshal elichos be'erev Shabbos, yuz kol kamo, v'mekav l'shabbos fei ma'al yabacheli en l'istapel. So they could chile to do it Friday. And sof simen reish samach alef is brought down in the Ramo, that they could chile is brought down to do rechitze mamish close to Shabbos, though Chashuchan the Shmir Shabbos says to do it like in Chatzois, after Chatzois, not to do it early in the morning. The rechitze has to be after Chatzois. Okay? So the rechitze really has to be after Chatzois. Makes sense. For sure not to do it too late. We saw in Sivkot Narev the Mishnah Berurah, that is Chashashi will come to Chilul Shabbos. But the rechitze has to be after Chatzois. I saw some person want to say, in Lashon HaRambo is Mashma even Somuch L'Shabbos, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bar Iloi. So I saw some person who want to say a svore, to clean yourself after Chatzois, or maybe even earlier, after Chatzois, but it's a special Indian, pon of Yodav Raglov, me'al yedei yoyme, in the end of the day, like Lashon HaGmor and Shabbos Kufches, pon of Yodav Raglov be'arvis, kol klorim shebe'enayim, and Anshe Maise really would wash themselves after Chatzois, properly, even b'chamim, but before Shabbos, it would rinse again, part of the other b'chamim. Now, part of the other b'raglov is mashma, really, only like the piece of the hand, the bottom part of the foot, and the face. The Mishnah Berurah carries on Sivkot Nevov. It says, v'legaleach ha-tziporna'im b'erev Shabbos, to cut your nails every erev Shabbos. U'b'yayim chamishim ha-kpidim shelo yilitnam. Why? ושהציפורניים מתחילים לחזור ולצמח בים שלישי לגילוחם. ואם כן, אין זה תיקון כובד שבס, שחוי זו לא צס. כי כל עד ים חמישי, it starts to grow on Shabbos. What is the problem that it starts to grow on Shabbos? And the taz in שכנור חרב is משמע, that takes 3 days, so it looks that you caused it, כאילו you causing a מלוכה, כאילו you causing to do a חול שבס. וחשוך, and most of the אחרונים learn not because of that. Because if it grows again, it doesn't look nice. The נפקמינה is to call it ים רבי, Wednesday. If the reason is that Yom Chamishi it looks like growing in Shabbos, so it's better to push it off to Wednesday. But if it's because it starts to grow, in the middle you will not have nice nails for Shabbos, so for sure better to do it Yom Chamishi than to do it Yom Wednesday, because in Wednesday it will be even bigger in Shabbos. What does Mishnah Berurah really hold? What is the real reason? We don't have a raya. The Torah says for the same reason not to take a haircut for Em Chamishi, because it starts to grow in Shabbos. If the reason because it's causing it to start to grow in Shabbos, I could hear. But Lefi Deshittas, that the reason is because you would look menuvel. It's not a problem to do it Yom Chamishi. You don't have to take a haircut every Erev Shabbos. We'll see later in Mishnah Berurah, only if a person has long hair, then he has the inyan to take off the hair before Shabbos. Now you have to cut every Erev Shabbos. So he will be an afkamina. If you're allowed to take a haircut Yom Chamishi or not, if you're the Tazah B'yosu, if you're also be Mutter. L'mayis, the Mishnah Berurah himself, and the end of Siv Kotten Hay, said that you're allowed to take a haircut Yom Chamishi if you can't take it Friday. And he doesn't say to push it off to Wednesday. But I saw the Kudus Achim for the Shulchan Aruch Rabbi wants to say that in here it's not Shaykh the Taz anyway. Here it grows right away, not after 3 days. So Raya Melech Megaleach Bechol Yoyim. So the Mishnah Berurah could hold from the Taz clapping nails. And this is the reason he holds not to take, cut the nails if the hands Yom Chamishi. For the haircut, you could take Yom Chamishi. But we said again, if the other reason is also moving. Even if the Isur is because it looks like maneuver. So the nails, it looks like maneuver because Lemaise, it grows in, after 3 days. Here we don't care that they grow. It doesn't look like a maneuver. Yes, Kosvu, Shaloku, Tiporna, Yadayim, Vaglaim, Biyamecha, not to cut them in the same day. Veilokutz, Ela, Be'erev Shabbos, Be'erev Yontif. So it's a shtickle problem, not to do it in one day. And on Pikabol is only to do it Friday. So some people say, Enechanami, and Friday you're allowed to do both. Some say that this is the eighth of the Mishnah Berurah later. And we see that here we're not so worried that the nails will grow again on Shabbos. Hasefer tziponaim chosit. Koivrom tzadik zorkom rosho. Shemot tavar alem ishe muberetz v'tapil. It's dangerous. V'lochem v'samedresh delo ishchich enoshi. Oivu v'samerchet sh'osu rak l'archot asa anoshim lechut. Muto lezorkom. Later, maybe someone will fall outside and someone will step on it. So we'll see in the Hemshech of the Mishnah Berurah. Only in the place where they fell. But if he collects it and he throws it away, lesson. Because from here we learned in Mchotach Bebeiso, if he cut his nail in his house, from Mokim the Shrich Anoshi, and some of the nails fell from his hand. Yichabed Yisrael Mokoyim, v'yazizim yimokoyimam. V'shuv lesson, but he will sweep it, and he will move it. Well, your rabbi said it's not enough. Efshad edavka k'shishlichem chutz lacheder rabbi shinu mokoyim. But then lechur it helps to sweep it out of the room. V'yashlid alayadayim achar giluach al-sipurnayim, k'dileheid besimen dalet.